Welcome, deep divers. Okay, let's unpack this. Imagine a leadership idea that just completely flips the usual hierarchy. You know, where the person in charge isn't just taking, but is actually the first to give. Today, we're digging into Simon Sinek's really insightful book, Leaders Eat Last, Why Some Teams Cool Together and Others Don't.
Yeah, it's a powerful one.
Now, if you know Simon Sinek, you'll know he's a huge motivational speaker, author of Start With Why, that bestseller. And his TEDx talk, How Great Leaders Inspire Action. That's actually one of the most viewed ever on TED.com. He just has this way of cutting through the noise, getting to the heart of inspiration and strong organizations.
He really does. He simplifies complex ideas very effectively.
So our mission today really is to pull out the key nuggets from Sinek's work. We want to understand why some teams just click, you know, they pull together so well, while others, well, they just seem to flounder. And crucially, how you, whether you lead a team, you're part of one, or you're just observing how you can use these insights. We're aiming for real, practical takeaways here.
And Sinek, well, he doesn't waste any time getting right to it. What's so fascinating is the image he starts with. It's immediate. It's powerful. He kicks off the book talking about the U.S. Marine Corps. Picture this. Chow time. The most junior Marines, they eat first. Always. Then the more senior guys and the leaders, they eat last.
Last in line.
Exactly. And this isn't just like a nice tradition. Sinek uses it to make an immediate point. It's his gut punch insight. Real leadership starts with giving, not taking. Even giving up your own meal if things are tight. If food's scarce, it's the leaders who go without, not the troops. It just instantly flips that whole top-down pyramid idea, doesn't it? It's such a clear, tangible example of self-sacrifice. It really sets the stage perfectly for everything else, he argues.
That Marine example, yeah, it really hits home. It makes his core philosophy so clear from the start. Real leaders aren't just looking out for number one. They're not enriching themselves while others struggle. They definitely don't see people as, like, cogs in a machine you can just switch on and off, disposable resources, or put their own needs first. But, okay, so if it's not just about profit or getting ahead personally, what is the main job of a leader, according to Sinek? Because, you know, a lot of people just say drive results.
And that's where he challenges that conventional thinking. Sinek argues the primary role, the real job, is stewardship. It's about focusing on the well-being of your people. Above almost everything else, those results, the profits you mentioned, Sinek would say they're the result, the outcome of good leadership, not the primary goal itself. It kind of pushes back against that maybe slightly cynical view that leadership is all self-interest. Sinek says no, great leaders are stewards, their main focus, making sure their people feel safe and valued.
Okay, safe and valued. That leads directly into his big metaphor, doesn't it? The circle of safety. This is where I think it gets really interesting. Can you unpack that a bit? What exactly is this circle of safety?
Absolutely. The circle of safety. Think of it as this environment, this sort of protective bubble that leaders have to build around their people. It shields them from dangers both, well, internal, like office politics, fear of speaking up, fear of failure, and external threats too, like market pressures or competitors. And its purpose is vital. When people feel safe inside the organization, they can actually focus their energy outward, dealing with those external challenges together.
Ah, okay. So it's like building strong walls so the people inside can focus on the world outside instead of fighting fires internally.
Precisely. When that internal security is there, people feel free to push boundaries, to take calculated risks, and most importantly, to collaborate effectively, to pull together. Sinek actually argues that a company's real strength, its endurance, it doesn't come mainly from products or services. It comes from how well its people work together within that circle. It's like an internal advantage. Now, everyone has a role in keeping it strong, but Sinek is clear. It's the leader's number one job to create it and keep it healthy. He has that great quote, "It is not the genius at the top giving directions that makes people great. It is great people that make the guy at the top look like a genius." The leader creates the space for that greatness.
I like that quote. Yeah, flips the script again.
Yeah.
The leader isn't the genius. The leader enables the genius in others. Which, okay, that brings us nicely to Sinek's key leadership principles, starting with what he calls Job number one, prioritize safety and trust. How does a leader actually do that, provide that cover, especially when, like Sinek says, it might mean sometimes having to, you know, break the rules?
That's a really good question because, yeah, there's a tension there. Sinek says the leader's prime job is to protect their people, give them cover while they take risks. So actively shielding them from, let's say, unnecessary blame or fallout, even if the leader has to absorb some of that risk themselves. And that breaking the rules bit, It's not about being unethical. It's more about moral courage. It means sometimes prioritizing the human need, the team's well-being, over a rigid policy that maybe doesn't make sense in that specific situation. It's about doing the right thing for the people, even if it bends a rule.
Okay, but how do people know their leader will actually step up like that? How do they get that confidence, that feeling they can rely on that protection, even when things get tough?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And the answer Sinnott gives is simple but profound. Trust. He uses this great analogy. He says, trust is like lubrication for machinery. Without it, everything just grinds to a halt. Friction everywhere. When people trust their leaders, then they feel safe enough to innovate, to admit mistakes, to be vulnerable, to really commit. Without trust, that circle of safety just evaporates. The whole system breaks down. It's absolutely fundamental.
Trust is the lubrication. Got it. And that leads to another really crucial point Sinnott makes. Never forget your people are real, statistics or not. I think we've all seen places where people feel like numbers on a spreadsheet, right? What's the danger there from Sinnott's view?
Well, the danger is huge. Sinnott sees it as fundamentally misunderstanding where your organization's true strength comes from. For way too long in a lot of places, people have been treated like line items, like disposable assets you can just adjust based on the quarterly numbers. Sinnott pushes back hard against that. He says it's dehumanizing and it's bad business. He calls on leaders to actually get to know the individuals inside their circle of safety, move beyond the abstract. Real leadership means seeing the human consequence of decisions, not just spreadsheets. Recognizing everyone has a life, potential, contributions beyond the job title. Leaders, he insists, never put numbers before people. Because doing that, it just destroys trust. It shatters the circle of safety.
It really sounds like it comes down to seeing the humanity in everyone you lead, which makes sense. And okay, when you do have that strong circle of safety where people feel genuinely looked after, valued, I guess that builds incredible loyalty, right?
Yeah.
But how does that mesh with the reality of business? I mean, profits are important. You need them to survive.
That's a critical question, and Sinnott addresses it directly. He's not saying profits don't matter. Of course they do. But he frames them differently. Profits aren't the goal. They're the fuel. They're what keeps the engine running. They're necessary, yes, but they're a means to an end. And that end, it's investing back into the people and the culture, building that robust people-first environment. So the priority isn't profit for its own sake, but nurturing the people who create the profit. And you see how it becomes this virtuous cycle, right? Leader creates safety. People build trust and loyalty, leads to better performance, generates profit, which funds more investment in the people in the circle. That's how you build something that lasts.
Right. So it's not people or profits. It's people leading to sustainable profits. That makes sense. And Sinnott also makes a clear difference between managers and leaders, doesn't he?
He does, yeah. And it's a really important distinction. Managers, he says, well, they look after the numbers. They manage processes, track metrics, make sure tasks get done, vital for operations. But leaders look after people. Their role is to inspire people to serve each other, creating that strong internal dynamic, which then naturally radiates outward. Sinnott has that killer line, customers will never love a company until the employees love it first.
Well, yeah, that one really lands. Customers will never love a company until the employees love it first. It's so true when you think about it. If the people inside aren't feeling it, how can customers possibly feel that connection? So beyond just building these loyal, effective teams,
yeah,
what's the bigger picture here? What's the ultimate sort of aspiration Sinnott points towards?
Well, he argues that what we really need is just more leaders, not just in corner offices, but everywhere, across society. He actually sees this kind of leadership as maybe our best shot at tackling the big, messy problems we face today. He even uses this kind of provocative phrase, in oxytocin we trust. Oxytocin, you know, the bonding hormone. It's key for trust, empathy, connection. Sinnott uses it to say that the real solutions lie in strengthening human bonds and expanding these circles of safety beyond companies out into our communities. It's a call for all of us, really, to adopt this selfless, people-first approach to leadership to make things better.
In oxytocin, we trust. That's memorable. It really captures that idea that human connection is the glue. Yep. So, okay, pulling this all together, what does this mean for you listening right now? Whether you're officially in charge, part of a team, or just watching how groups work, Sinnott's Leaders Eat Last gives you a really valuable lens.
Yeah, a framework for understanding what makes teams truly tick.
Right. It helps you see what creates that genuine cohesion, that high performance, that deep loyalty people crave. It's about understanding the real power of psychological safety, why trust is absolutely non-negotiable, and what happens when you genuinely put people first. And these aren't just, you know, soft, fuzzy ideas. Sinek argues they are the absolute foundation for any group that wants to thrive long term. Once you understand these principles, you can start spotting them or seeing where they're missing in your own world, and maybe even start building them yourself, no matter your role.
Absolutely. At the end of the day, Leaders Eat Last really hammers home one core idea. Leadership, true leadership, is about selfless stewardship. It's about creating that pretentive space where people feel safe, trusted, ready to give their best because they know someone has their back. It's basically a call to action for anyone with influence. Put your people's well-being first. Just like those Marines lining up for chow, the leader eats last.
So think about it. What really stands out to you from our chat today? Consider a team you're on, or maybe a leader you really respect. Where do you see that circle of safety working? Where do you see trust and collaboration flowing because of it? Or maybe, where is it clearly absent? What's the impact of that? And just mull this over. What would it really look like to bring that leaders eat last mindset into your own world, whether it's big or small? How might that shift things? How might it change how people pull together? Thank you for joining us for this deep dive into Simon Sinek's Leaders Eat Last. We really hope it gives you some fresh perspective on leadership and the undeniable power of putting people first.